The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you here for the day. What is there about his word, the people said. For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits. What is there about his word? Jesus taught in a different way from anybody else in his time. Because a rabbi would always invoke the authority of some other rabbi when he would teach. So you even see in St. Paul. St. Paul references the authority of the great rabbi Gamaliel, at whose feet he studied. And Gamaliel would have referenced the authority of some other rabbi, and back and back and back down through the years, until ultimately their authority was Moses. And Moses got his authority from God on Mount Sinai. But along comes Jesus, and he speaks with his own authority. Now, it's interesting. The Greek word for authority is exousia, which literally means out of his own being. And things happen. Whenever Jesus speaks, things happen. And St. Luke is subtly implying here that the voice that's doing the speaking is the voice of God himself. Because in biblical Hebrew, there was no difference between the word to hear and to obey. They were the same word. The word was shema. You might have heard that word before. It's in the book of Deuteronomy. They say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God and the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength." They call that the Shema because it says, "Shema Israel," which literally means, "Hear, O Israel. Respond, O Israel. Act, O Israel. Obey, O Israel." Because when God speaks, things happen, right? Let there be light, and there was light. And even the winds and the sea obey him. And he spoke a word to an unclean spirit, and the spirit obeyed, had no choice at all in the matter. Of course, God commands you too, doesn't he? Commands you and me both. But he gives us freedom in his will. He gives us freedom because he wants free souls to respond to him in freedom, because that's the stuff that love was made out of. Now, when I speak to a crowd on a Tuesday morning, I'm not trying to convince you that God's will is good. You already know God's will is good. Your trouble and my trouble is that we keep trying to do the right thing and we keep failing at it, right? You try and you try and you try, and you fail and you fail and you fail. And you wake up and you're going to say, today's going to be better than yesterday was. And you come to realize that today looks exactly like yesterday did. And tomorrow's forecast is pretty much the same as well. And you try and you fail and you know God's will is good. And you know what that really is? This is a little side note here. It's the sin of sloth. People think that sloth means laziness. Sloth does not mean laziness. Thomas Aquinas tells us sloth is rather a sadness of your spirit that doesn't even want to try anymore. Does that sound familiar? Sometimes you just want to give up. And there's a word of encouragement I'd like to offer you here today, okay? And that is that even though you don't hear and obey, like you wish you could, that it's okay to soldier on even if you're doing badly. You know, you say, why should I bother praying again? Why should I bother making another confession? Why should I bother trying to offer another kind word? It hasn't made any difference before. I want to tell you it is making a difference. It is making a difference because God is ultimately the power behind it all, and you are progressing, and it's okay, like a soldier, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, even if you're not doing it with a whole lot of enthusiasm. One of my greatest models and inspirations for this is the saint whose feast we celebrate today, Pope Saint Gregory the Great. You know, in all of history, there's only three popes they've ever called the Great. Four, if you count Pope John Paul II. But, you know, to be called the Great, you have to do two things. If you want to be the Great, you have to do two things. First, you have to have a lasting influence on the church. Whatever it was you did has to last for centuries. Like Pope St. Gregory the Great, we know him best for Gregorian chant, right? And we're still using it today. Second thing you have to do is you have to have a lasting influence on secular history. Three popes in history have been called the Great, and what I love about Pope St. Gregory is that he was so aware of his own weakness. He bewails his inadequacy to do anything good by his own power. When you hear Pope St. Gregory speak, you could think that it's your own recollections and musings. And yet he's one of the greatest that's ever lived. What was his strength? His strength was trusting in God's power, not his own, and persevering in spite of everything. That's his strength, and my little message to you today, that's your strength as well. Perseverance, trusting in God's will, is the first cousin of faith, because in it, you look to God and not to yourself, and that's the source of all authority. Let's you and I ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to persevere in that same spirit. Pope St. Gregory the Great, pray for us.